Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, welcome, and thank you for joining me today, as always. July is National Bereaved Parents Month, but along with that, this month, this particular year, we've been celebrating 10 years since the book When Tragedy Strikes was first published. Now, I've spent a lot of time reflecting on how God has used that book over the years, but today, I want to look ahead, because reading a book is great, but eventually, every one of us reaches a place where we wonder, okay, what do I do now? Where do I go from here? If you've ever asked yourself that question, first let me tell you something. You're not asking because you're failing. You're asking because grief eventually reaches a point where surviving just isn't enough anymore. At some point, most of us begin wondering if there's more than just making it through another day. We don't necessarily know what that more looks like, but we do know we just don't want to stay stuck where we are. Now, that usually happens a few years into this. So if you don't feel that way, it's okay. I'm just telling you that most of us eventually get to that point. Now, if you get to that point sooner, great. But there's nothing wrong with you if it's taking you a long time to feel that way. The problem is we usually want someone to hand us a map. We want to be told what the next 6 months will look like, or even the next 6 years. We want to know that if we do this, then this will happen. And eventually we'll arrive at some place where life just doesn't hurt so much. But that's rarely how God works. As much as I wish He would spread the whole blueprint out in front of us, He usually doesn't. Instead, He gives us enough light for the next step. I think that's one of the hardest lessons after the death of our child. We want answers, and often God will give us His presence. Sometimes it's like, I'd rather have the answers, but when you really have God's presence in a way that is like a comforting blanket around you, having the answers just aren't quite as important. A lot of times we want certainty. And He offers us His hand to walk with us. We want to know the destination. Where am I going, God? Where am I going to end up? And He gently whispers, trust me with just this next step. Now, I've shared before that rebuilding our lives isn't about replacing our child or moving on from them. It isn't pretending we're okay or we're trying to become the person we used to be. None of those things are going to happen, but it's allowing God to build something new on a foundation that has been completely shattered. And I know a lot of you have said, I don't want something new. I don't want to rebuild. And I understand that, but I do know that you want to stop hurting so bad, right? And that is part of the rebuilding process. We're not rebuilding a life in a way that it's okay that my child died. We're rebuilding our lives so that we can function again, so that life isn't quite so hard, where pain isn't just so excruciating and the darkness isn't so suffocating. The thing about rebuilding is that it does not happen all at once. You don't rebuild a house in a day. One brick is laid, then another. One wall goes up, then another. Looking at a single brick, it may not seem like much is happening, but over time, those individual bricks become a room and they become a house. Our lives after child loss are much the same way. Most of us don't take giant leaps toward healing. And when I talk about healing, I'm not talking about leaving our child behind like this is okay, pretending like something like this never happened. When I'm talking about healing, like I said, I'm talking about being able to function again, being to the point where pain isn't overtaking every part of our lives. We just take one small step. Maybe today it's getting out of bed. Maybe it's opening our Bible for the first time in weeks. Maybe it's calling a friend. Maybe it's going back to church. I know a lot of us struggle with that. Maybe it's just taking a short walk or finally giving yourself permission to laugh without feeling guilty. Those may seem like very small things. They may seem like very big things as I mention them, but don't underestimate what God can do with one small step of either obedience or that quiet act of trust. When I look back over my own journey, I realized that God was not asking me to figure out the rest of my life. He was just asking me to trust Him with the next brick, the next day, the next hour. And then after that one was in place, He showed me the next one. And maybe that's where you are today. You aren't looking for all the answers. You're just asking, Lord, what's my next step? Lord, help me through this next hour. Help me through today. And I believe that's a beautiful place to begin. Over the years, I've heard from a lot of grieving parents who've read When Tragedy Strikes. Some have told me they read it in just a day or two because they just couldn't put it down. Others have shared that it took them months to get through because they had to stop so often to process what they were reading and they just weren't ready to go on. I even had one mom tell me she started reading the book and she threw it across the room. She was so angry. And I think it was like 2 years later, she finally started reading the book again, and it became a bedside book. She kept it on her end table by her bed because she would read it over and over again every day. No matter how they read it, slow or fast, I began hearing a similar question, now what? And that question stayed with me because a book can encourage you. It can help you feel understood. It can remind you that you're not alone. But eventually, many of us need more than just those words of encouragement. We need someone to walk beside us as we start taking those next steps. We need help with those steps. We need gentle guidance as we try to sort through all of the questions we have, the fears, the challenges that come with learning to live after the death of our child. And that's why several years ago, I created the Rebuilding Your Life with Hope and Healing workshops. I didn't create them because I had somehow arrived or figured all of this out. I created them because I kept seeing the same struggles come up again and again. Questions about our faith, about our identity, questions about relationships, questions about whether life could even have meaning again without our child here with us. Those questions can't be answered in a few pages of a book. They deserve time, prayer, reflection, and the opportunity to walk through them one step at a time. Now, recently, I've gone back through the workshops, not to change the heart of what is taught, because that has not changed, but to reorganize everything into a more clear pathway. I want it to be easier for grieving parents to know kind of where to begin, maybe what comes next for you, instead of feeling overwhelmed with the entire thing, not knowing where to start or feeling like this course is just too much, I can't do this. The message is the same. The biblical truths are the same. My heart for grieving parents is certainly the same. But what's different is that the journey is now laid out in a way, the guide, is laid out in a way that simply feels more natural, allowing each step to build on the one before it. And I think that's a beautiful picture of how God works in our lives. He doesn't usually hand us the whole journey. He simply invites us to trust Him with today's step and then tomorrow's. And before we know it, we've traveled farther than we ever thought was possible. As I was reorganizing the workshops, I realized something. The order itself tells a story. It's really the story of the journey that so many of us find ourselves on after the death of our child. Let me just run through this for you real quick. The first course is called How Do I Even Start to Rebuild My Life? I think that title says what so many bereavers are feeling. I know a lot of you, like I said, are saying, I don't even want to. But I am praying that you will get to a point where you don't want to be in this much pain all the time. I can't take this pain anymore. That's how I felt, which is why I realized I had to do something to work toward. I mean, it's one thing to ask God. It's another thing to take steps that he shows you to take, even if you don't realize he's the one showing you. There are things that we can do. Time does not heal pain. There's that saying, time heals all wounds. No, it doesn't. It's what you do with your time that helps to begin to start healing these words. So when your world has completely fallen apart, where do you even begin? You don't begin by trying to figure out your future. You begin by finding solid ground beneath your feet again. We talk about laying a strong foundation and taking care of yourself, because when we're overwhelmed by grief, even those basic things can feel impossible. Now, once that foundation begins to take shape, we naturally move into the second course, working through the darkness. This is where we honestly look at some of the deeper struggles grief brings into our lives. We talk about the ripple effects that touch every relationship, every decision, every part of who we are. We wrestle with our changed identity, and we aren't afraid to ask the difficult questions about trusting God again. These are hard conversations. But they're important ones, because pretending those struggles don't exist, it doesn't make them go away. And then we come to the third course, looking toward my future. Now, I know that title may make some of you uncomfortable. There was a time when I couldn't imagine looking toward my future either. It felt like doing that would somehow mean leaving Becca behind, but that is not what this course is about. Looking toward your future doesn't mean forgetting your child. It doesn't mean your grief is over, and it certainly doesn't mean that you stopped loving them. It simply means allowing God to show you that even though your child's story on earth has ended, he still has a purpose for the life he has given you. And a lot of times it has something to do with honoring the life of our child. I got to the point where I did not want to be stuck in Becca's death. I didn't want everyone around me to remember that Becca died. I wanted people to remember that she lived. And that's where we begin talking about things like hope, purpose, discovering that it is possible to live a meaningful life while we still carry the love and memory of our children every single day. And as I look at those three course titles together, I realize they're really not just titles. They're an invitation to begin wherever you are, an invitation to be honest about the darkness, an invitation to trust God with whatever he has waiting for you beyond what you can see today. You don't have to walk through all courses at once. In fact, I don't want you to. Just like we've been talking about throughout this episode, this journey isn't about rushing ahead into your future. We can't even see that, right? It's about taking one gentle step at a time, trusting that God will faithfully meet you there before he leads you into the next one. I had to pause recording this because I wanted to look up a scripture that I feel like the Holy Spirit reminded me of while I was talking. Ephesians 3:20. Now, this is a scripture that before I lost Becca, I often heard it in a way that, I don't know, it just made me uncomfortable. And if you're like me, and hopefully eventually you will be, if you're not now, scriptures have a different meaning now. I see things in the Word of God that apply to me now in a totally different way. You know, God's Word is living and it's active, and we can read the same scripture for years, and God, the Holy Spirit, sheds a new light on that scripture. This is one of those scriptures. Now hang in here with me, okay, as I read it, and then I'm going to tell you how the Holy Spirit shed new light on it for me, because I think it fits in here. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." Now, in reading that scripture, a lot of times I would hear that in ministry saying, "Oh yeah, and I can imagine a lot, and God's going to do even more, ha ha ha," you know, that kind of a thing. And a few years after Becca died, I was reading through Ephesians, and I got to this verse, and I realized this verse is for us as bereavers, because when our child dies, we are in such a place of horrific pain and suffocating darkness, we can't imagine ever living a life without our child. We can't imagine coming out of this darkness. We cannot think about or imagine being able to rebuild our lives. But God can. God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. There are some other translations. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. See, he can see what we can't see. And so we can trust him that when we can't imagine coming out of this darkness, we can't think about beyond this pain, we can't think into the future without our child, but he can. He can imagine it. He can see it for us. So if you've been asking yourself, where do I go from here? How do I get out of this much pain? I don't know how to do this. I hope you'll remember this. You don't have to know where you'll be 6 months from now. You don't have to have the rest of your life figured out. You don't have to understand everything that God is doing. We can't. It's impossible. You simply need to be willing to take the next step he places in front of you. Get through today. Whether your next step is simply opening your Bible for the first time in weeks or months or even years, maybe it's reading another chapter of the book, When Tragedy Strikes. Maybe your next step is joining us in these workshops. Maybe your next step is just getting out of bed tomorrow or actually taking a shower or actually making a meal for your family instead of ordering out. I encourage you to take that next step. Sometimes that next step feels incredibly small. It may not even seem like progress. You may not even realize you're taking a step. You're just doing what you need to do right now. But small steps taken with God have a way of leading us much farther than we ever imagined. I know that's been true in my own life, and I know it's been true in the lives of just countless of other bereavers who are on this same journey. And a lot of them are further than I am. Thankfully, they were able to reach out and give me hope, the hope that I hope and pray I'm giving you. If someone had told me in those first days or weeks after Becca died that one day I would be encouraging grieving parents around the world, I never would have believed them. I couldn't even imagine getting through the next day, let alone the next decade. As a matter of fact, you've probably heard me say those kinds of thoughts would send me into what felt like a panic attack with just having a hard time breathing. But God wasn't asking me to live 10 or 15 years or 20 years into the future. He was simply asking me to trust him with that day. And then the next day, and then the day after that. Looking back now, I can see that every one of those small, often painful steps mattered. God was faithfully doing his work even when I could not see it, when I couldn't feel it. When I wrote the book, When Tragedy Strikes, 10 years ago, I had no idea where God would take it. I certainly didn't know that it would be the first of many books, that it would become these workshops, that it would turn into a ministry with retreats and a podcast reaching grieving parents literally around the world. All I knew was the next brick he was asking me to lay. Just get through the next day, get through this hour, just take the next step that I'm asking you to take. My prayer for you is that wherever you find yourself today, you'll have the courage to take your next step. Just lay that next one brick in rebuilding your life, trusting that God is already there waiting to meet you. If you're listening today and you're thinking, I really am ready for the next step, I'd love to invite you to take a look at the Rebuilding Your Life with Hope and Healing workshops. We've reworked this so that it's easier for you to walk through this in a way that makes sense for you on your journey. You can take just the workshop that best fits where you are right now, or if you'd like to walk through the entire journey, All three courses are available together as a bundle. Now, that's the option I recommend because each course builds on the one before it, giving you a gentle, biblical, kind of a pathway you can follow to work through the darkness to looking toward your future. Now, each individual course includes an ebook of When Tragedy Strikes. If you do get the bundle of all three courses, you'll not only get the ebook in each workshop, but you will also get a signed copy of When Tragedy Strikes mailed out to you. Of course, there's no pressure. There's no timeline. Some parents are ready right away. Others may wait months or even years. But my prayer is that whenever you are ready, you'll know there's a place for you to help you continue the journey and someone who's there to walk with you who has been on that same road. You can go to gpshope.org, click on the resources tab, and then on the online resources, or even easier, just click on the link that will be provided in the show notes. Each week on the podcast, we take a moment to speak the names of children whose birthdays fall that week. Saying their name matters. Knowing others are celebrating their birthday with us matters. So with that, let me share this week's birthday segment. We only have one that has been sent in for this week. Ryan Burdett was born on July 22nd and is forever 32. We celebrate the day he came into the world. We know it will always be an important day worth celebrating. If you would like your child's birthday included in this birthday segment, please know this invitation is gentle and entirely your choice. You are in control and nothing is shared beyond the year you choose. If having your child's name spoken aloud in a space of understanding and care would bring comfort, I would be honored and the listeners would be honored to remember your child with you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays or click the link in the show notes. So, let's come back to the question, where do I go from here? Maybe the answer isn't a destination at all. Maybe the answer is simply your next step. Let God meet you there. He doesn't ask you to carry tomorrow before it arrives. He doesn't expect you to have every answer. He simply invites you to keep walking with Him, one gentle step at a time. A lot of times we say, one day at a time. I include 1 hour at a time, even 1 minute at a time, or 1 breath at a time if that's where you are. And one day, you'll look back and realize that those small, faithful steps became a journey you never thought possible. So until next time, may you continue to discover that even in the deepest sorrow, God is still faithful and He is still walking with you one step at a time. Even if you can't feel it, you can't see it, He is there with you. So hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.